Hello everyone, welcome back to Anything Strangely Poetic. I know I haven't posted with audio in a long time and I'm entirely sorry for that. It's just that I haven't really had time and I'm in several productions right now. I'm in one production right now, but I'm also in like sports and whatever. So how is everyone? I see I've gained a little bit of popularity in the last couple of decades. So it's nice to see you all, and if you're a newcomer, thanks for joining us. I think. Now, you all know, if you looked at it, that the last time I posted, it was just little, like, audio files. It was just, like, music that I wrote. So, yes, this week we're going to be talking about guitar and how fun it is to play, and maybe some chords, if you could. So, I actually have my own guitar. I just hate recording it because that sucks, but I love playing my guitar, and it's really fun to do. Now, guitar is kind of hard to learn, depending on what you get and how you get it and who teaches you. Like, in my case, I got a really small guitar. Like, not like a children's guitar that's plastic and the strings get loose all the time, but like an actual wood guitar, like they're supposed to be. It's just, like, really small, like, so that you can fit your finger across and make a bar chord without, like, putting your palm across, you know, the usual. But, yeah. But there are big guitars, there are small guitars, there are guitars for children and adults alike. Then there are electric guitars and steel guitars, all made of different materials to make different sounds. This is why I think guitars are cool. There are so many different versions. There's just endless possibilities. Electric guitars are used for stage performances and rock performances, while acoustic guitars can also become electric using amps. Yes, there are acoustic guitars with amps. I've been to a concert with one. They're pretty cool. Of course, I was standing like 5 feet away from the guy, so. But anyway, so there are bunches of different guitars. You just need to pick out the right one. I don't know anything about that. I'm not going to do research for it because that's going to take me down a rabbit hole, which is going to be weird. But yes. So, then of course, there are many different ways to learn to play it. Like, an easier example would be the different chords you can learn. There are so many different chords. There's flats and sharps and sevens and minors and majors and nines and adds and augs. And I don't even know what half the words mean. I know M is minor and, well, there's major. I don't know what seven means. I don't know what nine means. So on and so forth. But there are so many different ways to do that one chord. Like, on ukulele, there's two ways you can do G. On guitar, there's several different ways to do B or E minor or E minor 7. So, it's kind of interesting. Another thing I want to bring up when you're learning about it, when you're learning it, is who's teaching you. Now, typically, you wouldn't pay for guitar lessons. I know some people who would. I know some people who have. I thought about getting guitar lessons, but I didn't, and I haven't. And that's fine, because I'm pretty good from learning from different websites. And I'm not saying there's like a website that teaches you guitar. That would be cool, but no one does it for free. So what I mean is just looking up any random song, making sure it's pretty easy, and then just playing it. Like, currently, I like Remembering Sunday by All Time Low. It has a strumming pattern, It has, that's actually pretty easy if you don't go fast. The chords are pretty simple, hard to remember, but pretty simple. You can reach your fingers across. And it's just a song that I really like. There's also songs that don't have a lot of chords, like yeah, I'm gonna say it. Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. It has only like six chords, and that makes it pretty simple. Another one like that is I Do Adore by Mindy Sinhill. And it's just like four with the occasional third or sixth. I mean, it's four with the occasional fifth or sixth, which is, pretty easy. It has a repeating pattern. It's fun to play. Of course, that song was originally ukulele, but you can play it on your guitar. Guitar and ukulele, have similarities. Ukulele is smaller, has four chords, four strings instead of six, but guitars have a lot more songs in their range. Like, ukuleles sound nice. They're pretty, they're cute, they're, nice. And some people write songs with them, but they're not like widely diverse. Guitar has a lot more songs, especially in country songs and indie songs. So that's pretty cool. Of course, I do like ukulele too. It's a very fun instrument to play. And definitely a good starter instrument if you want to learn guitar. Another thing about the guitar is that there are so many things you can do with it. Like so many different styles. There are rock songs and indie songs and country songs, and it's just such a diverse instrument. Of course, some genres won't include it. I would say psychedelic. I think psychedelic doesn't include it. And but it's, the section is quite small. Reggae. Reggae doesn't have guitars. And but guitar covers most of the bases. Another thing about the guitar is it's typically wood, but you can get it in most materials. You ever heard of a steel guitar? It just makes a different sound, and I think it's actually made out of metal. For guitars, guitars have picks. And I'm going to go on a little tangent here about picks. There are so many different kinds, like different sizes, different colors, though that doesn't really matter much. Like, there's different sizes, different shapes, different thicknesses. Like, I didn't even know that they had thicknesses until someone told me. But yeah. Typically, thinner picks are for lighter music, and thicker picks are for heavier music. And I don't know the difference between the shapes or anything, but I bet there's a difference. And I think you should find it out. So yeah. And then guitars have straps, and you can find some pretty cool straps to stylize guitars. But the guitar is a fun hobby to have. You can play music, express yourself, write your own songs, kind of. It's pretty interesting. Well, that's my episode on guitars. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Bye. just started making his way past. 2 in the morning, hasn't been so worth a day. What is that?